Hello?
Hi, Amanda. It's Nadine. Okay. All right. Now that's better for me. I felt like sometimes that happens, my headset will switch over, and I'm like, I got static. So
no,
sorry
no,
about that.
Android, no.
It's not the difference between Android and iPhone.
Except I tricked my husband. I'll tell him, there's too much static. I can't hear you. I'll call you later.
Let me ask, are you an Android user or an iPhone user?
iPhone.
See? iPhone. We all meet you guys.
I have an iPhone, and he's like, yeah, right. You don't have those issues. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yep, that's him.
All right.
Well, he's a Galaxy.
Oh, you have a Galaxy? My she just switched from the iPhone or from Android to iPhone. So we converted her. And I'll never forget, she thought her phone was being hacked, and I was like, no, it's not being hacked. It's called targeted marketing, and if you're searching up something on Google and you go to your Facebook page, that's why you're seeing the ad on something you were searching for previously. She's like, oh, I thought my phone got hacked. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, so you got the email,
right?
Yes, you did get the first email I sent you, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send you the second email, and it's just going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So as I mentioned, Amanda, you guys will also have this customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. So this just kind of gives you an overview of it. So I'm sending that to you now. Now, you have my number. Always keep that for your records. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, you will have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. We do everything in-house. We don't outsource it. So I'm going to also send you the number. I'm going to text you the number to our customer service department. Anytime you guys have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. Pacific Standard Time. We're in Southern California. So we're actually 3 hours behind you. So for you guys, we're always here 10 to 7. Okay? So let me send you that text. Now, once you receive this text, I'm going to also suggest...
Let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
Because I'm much more likely to answer than he is.
Okay.
All right. It's 803.
Uh-huh.
800.
Mm-hmm.
9209.
Okay. So, I'm going to actually, do you want me to text the customer service department number to both of you or just to you? You let me know.
You can text it to both of us, but it'll just be me you'll be hearing from.
Okay. Well, I'll send it to both, so this way the hubby doesn't feel left out.
All right.
So, he's probably like, I'm not even worried about it. I let her handle it.
That's it.
So I'm sending this text. Now, I'm going to recommend, right, save the number in your contacts under Local Splash, our 877 number, so this way you always, always have it, okay?
All right.
So let me send it to him as well. And then we're just going to go over through creating the account, verifying business information, because we want to make sure we're listing you guys accurately as well. And then we'll schedule your client interview with a technician tomorrow. That's going to be the most important appointment because that's actually where the tech's going to talk to you about keywords, areas that we're targeting, Facebook ads. So that's really where the magic is going to happen. Okay?
All right.
So I just sent the text message to both of you. Okay? All right. Now the account. Are we going to create that under your name, Amanda? You're going to be the primary, and then we'll list your husband as also being authorized to make changes?
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, and I have A-M-A-N, D as in David, A, and then Hodge is your last name, H-O-D-G.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
E at the
now, end. E at the end, got it. H-O-D-G-E. Okay.
Yes.
Now, this is going to be very important. what is the number that you're going to want listed for the business? This is a primary phone number that'll be on Google because they allow one phone number. However, wherever we could add two phone numbers, we can add a secondary phone number. So what do you want for the main phone number that clients are going to call?
Let me see what he says about that one. I've been listing his, but he would probably say mine. Where in the world did he go?
It's okay. We can come back to that question. I know the best number for us to contact you is going to be the number that you gave me, right? Your cell phone.
Right.
That'll be the best number. So we'll put you as the primary. So anytime, like, we have a question or whatever regarding the account, we'll reach out to you first. Okay?
Okay.
Since I'm assuming you're going to be the one, like, handling all of this, since he pretty much focuses on the jobs. Okay.
Yep, I'm the office.
Okay. You wear a lot of hats. Probably do the scheduling and everything else, too.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to list my phone number or yours on the lease? On some places we can, but not at all.
On Google, it's one phone number.
Probably yours?
Yeah, because
right now. Or do we want to take that line that we're paying for that it was...
make it a company number? We would have to redo everything on our webpage and all that shit, though, and business phone.
That just takes a second.
Your website has both phone numbers.
So we have, he did have his nephew on our phone plan. But he recently just switched phones, and we haven't gone about setting that back up, and he doesn't use it anyways. What? I know that.
Now, we could do it as his phone number for now, and then if you guys want to switch it out later, that's not a big deal, right?
Okay.
But it's totally up to you. I just want to make sure we're listing the correct phone number for clients to contact on. I know your website has both. It has his
go ahead and do his right now, and we'll change it later.
Okay. Yeah, and it's just a simple update that we need to do. Just let us know, because I wouldn't want to put the other phone number and then you don't have a phone for it, right? And then you're having to go and kind of switch everything over. So either way, just let us know once you need to change it, and we'll update it in the system. Okay?
Okay.
And then the company name should read as Hustle, the number 2, Flow Plumbing, correct?
And Well Service.
And Well Services. Okay. Let me go here. Okay. So on your website, it says And Well Service. Should it have the S at the end?
No S.
No S. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Singular. Do you want it with the and for stand? Because that's how I see it.
The what?
The symbol for the word and?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All, you know, the same thing that looks like an 8. Okay, so Hustle to Flow, and then I like that. That's catchy. Plumbing and Well Service. Okay. Now, Google's also going to pin verify you, and typically you're verified at your home address. It's what they call it, consider your home office. The address will be hidden. Okay? So I see that there's an address, 1711 Panopolis Road.
Uh-huh.
And that's Monk's Corner, and that is 29461 is the zip code. Is that the address you want to be verified at?
It is, but we need to add Lot 7.
Lot 7, okay. And we'll make sure that this address is hidden. Google is well aware that, you know, people operate from a home office. You're mobile. No one comes to you to buy products or pick out tile. So that's why it'll be hidden. And then for billing, Amanda, the card that we're going to be using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, your husband's name? Is it in both?
It's in his name.
Okay. And how does his name read on the card?
Timothy H. Dennis.
Timothy H. and then Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
I'm chasing him down again.
It's okay. It's good because I'm gonna need you to put me on speaker with him because I'm gonna walk him through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's just for his protection and for yours. All it's gonna do is outline the service agreement. It'll go over the billing date, the amount. If you guys need to cancel, it's gonna state to call at least 3 business days before the billing is due, so you don't get charged.
All right.
Okay. Let me know once he's there with you, and I'll explain it.
Oh.
He's here.
Hi, Timothy. It's Nadine. So this is going to be not very painful at all. We're going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's because we're using your card to make the payment, so it's for your protection, for your wife's, and for ours. All it's going to do is it's going to state, like, your billing date, right? It's going to state the amount. Now, I am going to be very transparent. We're going to ask you guys at least stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You are paying monthly. There is no contract. And I'll state that in there, okay? When I'm walking you through it, I'm also going to state if you need to cancel, just call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. But when I'm walking you through it, if there is something you do not understand, please stop me so that I can review it and then rephrase it for you. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hustle to Flow Plumbing and Well Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Dennis, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you do authorize your wife, Amanda Hodge, to be the primary on this account and can make changes as well?
Yes, it is.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to be aware you might have a company that might call you to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money. As a matter of fact, I'm going to also put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. You have a choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Maiden name.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Betty?
No.
Betty?
Peters,
that's okay. That's okay. Now, the reason that I put the security question, let's say you get a call, someone claiming that they're Local Splash, but you're not sure. I want you to always ask, what is my security question? If they hang up on you guys, you already know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 15th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement, so what that means for you is that your second payment will be charged on June 15th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, that means your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted to both you and Amanda, 877-635-6225. We ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due if you choose to pause or cancel, okay? So that way you don't incur that charge. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then I think Amanda was going to ask you for the card number. So that that finishes the part with you. I'm just saying in case if you had to get anything done. Amanda and I can do the rest. Totally up to you.
All right. That works.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And I know you said MasterCard. I didn't know if he still had things to do. That's why I said, Amanda and I can handle the rest if you need us to.
You know, he would like to pedal around the yard, but.
Oh.
I'm amazing.
Like my husband. Yeah. You know what? My husband this morning said, okay, what's the list? He does dialysis, so he's at home all day. And I said, let me give you the honey to-do list because I need you to go to this store. I need you to do this. I need you to do that because we got church tonight and I don't got time.
Yes.
Okay. So MasterCard, and what was the card number, Amanda?
It's 5142.
Mm-hmm.
3000.
Okay.
8814.
Uh-huh.
96. 2-3.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 5142-3000-3814-9623, correct?
That's right.
Expiration month and year?
July of 26.
July of 26. And the CVV code on the back?
791.
791. Okay, so I'm going to start updating the package. Now, as I was mentioning, and I'm not sure if you heard all of the voice verification, if you guys have to pause or cancel the account, right, you just always want to make sure that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you guys don't incur that charge. There's not going to be any cancellation fee or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
And then, and just remember, you're calling the customer service department number, so that's why I always strongly suggest make sure you save that number. So that way you always have it on you. And in
all
a
right.
couple of minutes, you're going to be getting your receipt. We'll go over that too in a few minutes. The receipt's going to come to you both in an email as well as in a text message because we send it to both. So
okay.
let me just go here. And I'll probably only need like 5 more minutes and then we'll be set. Now, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
We are in the process.
Beautiful. Now, also part of the verification, and we send you, we'll send you an email on that as well and a text. So Google, what they do is video verification. Everything's going digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to require that you send us pictures of some items. Now, we give you a list. Send us what you can off that list, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. So, for example,
okay.
we're going to ask you, send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo. Since you guys are in the process with licensing and insurance, obviously you can't send that. But if you have business registration, send us a photo of that. If you hand out
okay.
business cards, send us a picture of that. Now, when it talks about your workspace, the workspace could be like, let's say there's a part in your garage in the corner where you store your tools, send us a photo of that. Now, send us, like I said, what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
Now, I'm also want to schedule your client interview. So whatever times I give you tomorrow is going to be based in your time zone, okay? So tomorrow I have appointments, and what we do is we'll block out an hour. The appointment takes about 30 or 40 minutes, Amanda, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. So I have appointments starting 10 to 11 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Let's do the 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Beautiful. So tomorrow we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you just need to make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you guys and let's say you're in the middle of a job, right? You need 5 or you need 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay. I don't want you to miss this appointment, and we'll send you also a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it's coming up. So I'm going to send you that calendar invite as well. It's going to be in Timothy's name, but I've already noted into the account that you're the primary and they are to call your phone number. Okay.
Okay.
And then let's see here. Let me just grab that. So you can get that calendar invite. Now, do you want me to put it at the 50-mile radius for you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Facebook ads is going to allow us to go as far as 50.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go here. What was that? I'm sorry, Timothy.
It was 10 more miles than what Google would let us do.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They would not let you guys do more.
Nope, they wouldn't let us go more than 40.
Interesting. Because I know when we run Google Ads, you could target up to 100 miles if you wanted.
Oh, wow.
They must change it. That's weird.
Huh. Maybe look at your settings just to make sure, but I'm surprised that they only do 40 miles.
We're about to cancel that.
Oh, it's already canceled.
Oh, okay. She was like, I already handled that. Okay. Now, for your keywords, your services, what is it that you want me to notate? This is to give my technician where to start from. So I know well pumps.
The primary one is the well pump.
Okay.
That's where most of the business comes from, and there's not a lot of people doing it.
Oh, okay. So that's what you guys want, strictly well pumps. Okay. You don't want me to put any type of residential plumbing, anything like that, repiping?
He said yes.
Okay. So, do you want me to put well system repair as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at your website.
Pressure tanks on there.
Pressure tanks?
Okay. Filtration system.
Okay.
Okay. Site.
I don't want to do anything sewer drain.
I'm going to tell you in just a second what I've put so far. Well pump, is that installation and repair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I put pressure tank. I also see, where is it at? Leak detection. Is that something you guys want to be listed for?
Yes.
Okay. Leak detection, pipe repair.
Well inspections.
Well inspections, okay. I didn't catch that. I'm sorry, Timothy.
He said repair and service well pump.
Okay. All right, and I feel like there was one more I missed that I saw on your website. Let me go back. Oh, water heater installation.
Yep.
I did put pressure tank. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. Residential only, or do you also want to take on commercial?
Just residential.
Okay. And then, let's see. that's in the process. Facebook. So do you want us to create the business Facebook page through your personal Facebook or his? That's how they're all created. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just so that way you guys have access to it.
It'd probably be better on mine.
Probably better on yours? Okay. Amanda, do you know how to send me the link to your Facebook, or I could try to look you up on Facebook through mine?
Maybe.
Are you just under Amanda Hodge?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you. If I could type. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
Yep, I'm on my Facebook right now. It's the picture of me and my son, blue hair.
Okay. Your son has blue hair or you?
Neither. In the picture, he does.
Oh my gosh, how cute. I think I've seen it. Oh, yep. He has like a black, white shirt with like lines.
Yes.
Oh. And then you got like a sunset background photo, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh, he is adorable.
He's much older than that now, but
is he? Oh, I know. Don't they grow up so fast? I tell my dog. Oh my gosh, I know. Well, I got grandkids now. All my babies, they're all big, but my daughter always tells me, "You love the grandkids more than us." I said, "Yeah, I don't want to say I do. It's just different."
I mean, your whole job is to spoil the grandkids.
Yes, spoil, send them on home, sugared up, and I'm done. And do you prefer, Amanda, like when we're communicating with you guys, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone calls and text messages.
And what are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Pretty much every day of the week.
And the weekend.
We don't really have any set hours.
Okay. Do you want me to spend 7 days a week?
Sure.
Okay.
The well calls are primarily emergency calls.
Are they really primarily emergency?
Yeah.
It's like a first come, first serve thing. So if you don't answer the phone, the next company might.
That's true.
Probably.
Hey, when I needed a plumber, man, I had to go down the list. It was like a headache. I had guys telling me, "Oh, we'll get to you in 2 weeks." I'm like, "Yeah, that's not going to happen." Next.
The well world right now, it's like 2 months to 3 months wait for somebody to come do your well. So you could be
no way.
Yeah, and there aren't many websites on Google that actually say they're for well services. So most of it is word of mouth.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, where we live, I mean, I had cast iron piping, so that tells you how old my house was. We had to get it all replaced, and it was a big chunk of money. And in California, everything's over expensive anyways. But not only that, the water is really hard. So every so often, my husband's changing our shower heads because of the buildup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have city water in the water spot?
Yep.
That's
I think
crazy.
That's the problem.
They got to drill so maybe to get to the water.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny is I think of as a kid, we used to drink water out of the hose. I'm like, oh my gosh, how contaminated am I? What forms of payments do you guys typically take?
We take everything except check.
So I'm going to put cash. Do you do Zelle?
You do Zelle.
What about credit cards, debit cards? Credit and debit. And then do you do Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, any of those?
Not PayPal, but the rest.
Okay. Cash App and Venmo. Okay, so I noted cash, Zelle, credit, debit, Cash App, and Venmo. Okay. All right. So I need you to find in your text messages or your email the one that says initial invoice, and it'll say, hello, Tim. Hello, Timothy H. Thank you for choosing Local Flash. And it'll say a copy of your invoice is located below this email. It would have probably came before or after the welcome one.
I haven't gotten the welcome one either.
Okay. Let me go here. Yours is a 9209 number, right?
Yes.
803-800-9209?
Yes.
Okay. I'll resend it to you. Let me go here. Okay. So it should be coming through any second now.
No, right? I got it.
Okay, awesome. So when you open it up, it just goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then towards the bottom, it'll say your invoice is located below this email. Please note it'll be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on that. Now, mm-hmm. It'll take you to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Make sure where it says mobile phone that it has your phone number.
Okay.
Now, underneath of that, Timothy is going to click in the two boxes below that says he agrees to receive text messages, but the messages will go to your phone from us. And then he's going to click on I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So basically he's saying it's his name on the card that he provided. And then at the bottom where it says sign, in that box, he's going to type his name exactly as it reads there with no period after the H. Just Timothy space H space Dennis. And then he'll click on confirm signature. Now, when he does that, you'll actually see it take him to a page that'll say to enter username and password.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he would go in and track his results with us, okay? So the username and password, if you go back to the text message that I sent you with the client support number,
mm-hmm.
Your username and password is actually in that message. So the credentials for you is the username is always going to be his phone number, okay? However, the password, is going to be good, all lowercase, one word, good, and then splash. Do you want to make sure you see that there?
I got it signed in right now.
Beautiful. Now, when you go in there, it might give you an error because they haven't created that yet, but in 5 to 7 days, it should start working. Okay, we just like to give you your information ahead of time so that way you have it. Now, and it'll be the same username and password for him as well. If you update the password, you can to a password of your choice. Just make sure he knows what the password is because it's one username, one password. Okay, now I'm going to also send you this other one because it's probably buried. But this other one is going to say action photos needed to get verified. And that's what I was talking to you about, that list of items that we need pictures of to do your video verification. Okay. Remember, okay, if there's some that you do not have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay. So I just sent that one to you. Let me know if you got it. It'll say action photos needed for Google verification.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. Give it a couple of seconds.
All right.
Okay. And then I'm also sending you the welcome one again, because I know you mentioned you didn't get that one, so I just sent it to you again. And that one also gives you the login credentials again in that one, too. Okay. So as a reminder, tomorrow we're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock from an 877 number. Just make sure you guys are answering, well, that you are, Amanda, answering all calls within that hour. We will send you a reminder an hour before just to remind you that it'll be coming up in the next hour. If you're in the middle of something, just pick up the call, say, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you back. Now, starting from tomorrow, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created and live. You're going to be listed in the directories, and then you'll be able to start logging in with your login credentials to your tracking and reporting system. Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live and visible. Those will be up and running, okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google with the verification, creating the profile, optimizing, and all of that, that typically takes 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. I have seen at times where it's happened sooner, okay? But the promise is going to be 30 to 45. In the meantime, we'll also get everything else up and running so you can start generating calls as quickly as possible. And then we'll also send you guys notifications, too, once you're live. So we'll keep you in the loop as each step's being completed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you both, Timothy and Amanda. Congratulations and welcome to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you guys, really excited. And so tomorrow, if I'm not on another call or in a meeting, I'll actually be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay? Any other questions for me before I let you guys enjoy your evening?
That's it.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a very blessed evening, and thanks for calling back in. Super excited for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.